a surprising number of people who came along as hippies and counterculture folks in the 60s and 70s wound up going into business. Business was a way to have some freedom in the world.
Steve Jobs later said he'd set up the business almost by chance.
We started Apple simply because we wanted this computer for ourselves, and our immediate friends wanted one once they saw us build a prototype. So gradually we were pulled into business. We didn't start out to build a large company. We started out to build a few dozen computers for us and our friends.
To Apple's co-founder, though, the reality is a little less idealistic.
Steve was always sort of focused on, if you can build things and sell them, you can have a company, and the way you make money and importance in the world is with companies. And he always spoke that he wanted to be one of those important people in the world.
So he got the business side pretty clearly.
He got the business side, but he did tie it in philosophically with, this is how you get good things to people. It wasn't, I only want money.
It was Wozniak's next computer which propelled Apple into the stratosphere. Released in 1977, the Apple II was the first home computer with color graphics. Over the next 3 years, sales grew rapidly to more than $150 million, taking Apple from a suburban garage to the pinnacle of a new industry, personal computing.